Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
On a day where we were talking a lot of Browns, and for good reason, as we get ready for Sunday's game, there was also some pretty exciting baseball news that broke today later in the afternoon in the form of Shane Bieber re-signing with the Guardians, according to reports. So our next guest joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She covers all things Cleveland sports. Also, of course, the Browns as well, which we'll talk about here coming up. For News Channel 5, Cameron Justice on the show. Cameron, how excited are you? Or how excited were you when you saw the news of Shane Bieber coming back next year?
You know, I like it. There was, you know, some uncertainty there, and there's question marks whether what they were going to do with some of these guys. Obviously, I think a lot of people were hoping that they kept Matthew Boyd. That didn't happen. And so for Shane Bieber to be here coming back, even if it is 1 year, and even if he is out for, you know, a good portion of the season as he comes back from that Tommy John, I think it's big. It's a guy that Cleveland has come to love, and he's come to love Cleveland. And you have at least at some point in the season, an answer there at a starting pitcher. So always good when a guy comes back to Cleveland. Very, very exciting.
Maybe the best news of all, though, is that this now means that we won't have another offseason where the only move that the Guardians make is re-signing Austin Hedges.
Listen, that's like the inevitable. Man, whether even when he's done playing, I feel like he's going to be here on the coaching staff. But Austin Hedges may never leave Cleveland, even on vacation. I think that man just loves Cleveland so much. He can't leave.
You're probably right about that. But, yeah, no, obviously exciting news there, and I'm sure Guardians fans are happy. All right, so, real quick, before we pivot to the Browns, seeing the Bieber news today, does it give you hope, as we joke about, like, the Austin Hedges thing, that this organization is going to be more aggressive in adding, maybe making some signings, or are you sort of cautiously optimistic about what they'll do from here?
I think you have to be cautiously optimistic because this organization has never made like really big splash moves.
Yeah.
Right.
Other than Encarnacion, I guess, is the only one.
Yeah. Right. And name other ones. You can't. And that's not necessarily a fault of the organization. I think a lot of people would like, obviously, more moves to be made, but that's just not what this organization has done or how they operate. And they have done enough, you know, to make this team competitive. And they're out here. They're playing well. They have figured out, you know, a way to find success, and they haven't gotten to the level obviously that they want to in terms of getting to that World Series, but you know, they were close. And so I think that they'll continue to operate the way that has worked for them. Maybe you'll see a little bit more aggression and maybe some other moves, but I am cautiously optimistic because I just don't see any like full sail change in how this organization does things. And really, it's hard to, in terms of what kind of team they are, the market that they're in, and really just they've had success. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You just want to get them to that next level. So we'll see. Well, hopefully something happens to get them there, though.
So what you're saying is Juan Soto to the Guardians, still in play.
Listen, there's always a chance, right? Until it doesn't happen, there's always a chance.
There's always a chance that Steve Cohen could sell the Mets and actually come by the Guardians, and then he actually gets Juan Soto to come. Cameron Justice joining us on the North Homestead Crescent Chief Dodger Dream Hotline. So we were obviously both in Berea today as this war of words kind of played out between George Pickens for the Steelers and Greg Newsome, who responded while we were sort of there in real time. It kind of worked out really nicely that way. What did you make of just the words that were exchanged today? And do you think, because Greg Newsome tried to pour water on the idea that, like, this isn't going to lead to anything on the field, we're not going to let it boil over. Do you think, though, that when push comes to shove and they're out there, like, there could be some fireworks in terms of, like, these guys going at each other a little bit on the field and during the game?
Well, that depends on if George Pickens plays, because now he's on the injury report.
Yeah, that's true.
It's questionable with a hamstring injury, which is very ironic. But no, I mean, you want to go into these games. These guys, you know, these guys are going to go into these games trying to keep a cool head, level head about themselves, really. But when you're out there, when they're playing, like, you know, when things are said or things are being done, things are getting a little chippy. It's a little harder to keep that cool. But they know that the message to them is don't do dumb things, you know, like don't hurt the team. And so, I mean, I can definitely see things. This is a rivalry game. There is not a lot of love between these two teams, especially in a couple players in particular. And so, yeah, why would it surprise me if, you know, something broke out and you just don't want it to be something serious enough to impact the team, an untimely penalty, a big time penalty, you know, as far as an ejection. And then these guys, they don't want to be fined, right? That's what happens after the case. Grand Delpit got fined $11,000 for pulling at George Pickens' mouth guard after he tripped him up on the sideline. And so, you know, I do expect tensions to be high and to see some of that on the field, but the overall message is not to be dumb. And if George Pickens isn't out there, I think that changes a lot, because he's the guy behind a lot of the dumb things that happen with the Steelers. And so that minimizes that risk for the Browns if he doesn't play. If he does, we'll see.
It will be a pretty bad look if he doesn't actually play on Sunday after saying these things. In the grand scheme of things, though, like everything that took place today, good for the rivalry, right? Like, this is kind of what fans want out of this, especially in a year where obviously the season hasn't gone the way anybody hoped or wanted, and you're just kind of looking for little things to root for. Like, having a little extra spice to a Browns-Steelers game is kind of like the perfect storm, no?
Oh, absolutely. And the Browns know that. You know, I was talking to cornerback Mike Ford today, and he said, yeah, you know, we might not be playing for the playoffs, but you know, they are, and it's always good to maybe knock them down a peg, get this win, take them a little bit further down than they are, maybe help get them out of a conversation. And so this is something that they're looking forward to. You find ways to be motivated in any capacity. So it's not just, you know, Browns fans looking for the ability to rub it in Steelers fans' faces and be able to brag and say they swept Pittsburgh. It's the players looking for those little things too. And so when you do have those, you know, the bulletin board material and you're having those conversations, I think that absolutely helps create, you know, something extra to play for. Now, they always want to win, obviously, but yeah, when you have that and you have a little extra storyline there, a little extra motivation, a little edge, that doesn't hurt anything. And anytime the rivalry, you know, gets reignited, there's a little bit more passion on the field. That's just fun football. That's a good game waiting to happen. So I think everyone's got to be excited about that.
Cameron, I don't know if we've had a chance, you and I, to talk specifically about this, like, directly in while we've been obviously out covering the team in Berea at all, but obviously Jameis has just kind of taken this fan base by storm, the league by storm on an even larger level as well. The win over the Steelers a couple weeks ago was part of that. But again, the game on Monday night, the performance that he gave you. Are you in the camp of he should be the kind of bridge quarterback for this team next year? Or is it kind of a wait-and-see approach the rest of the season to sort of determine that? Do you think ultimately he'll be back here with the Browns, though, next year?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
It's hard to say. I think that when you look at it, what it really will come down to is you do have to wait through these last few games of the season, and you have to see how Jameis plays, and then you have to see if he, you know, plays himself into a contract that the Browns can achieve, right, with their cap space, with their situation, and is it a contract that they want that makes sense for them too? Because, you know, if Jameis Winston, we know what he can do. We know, you know, some of the flaws that he has as well, but we know what he can do. And if he continues, you know, to build on that and put together really explosive offensive performances, I think that there could be a situation in which he plays himself out into a bigger contract with other teams looking for him in a situation where maybe the Browns aren't really looking at in terms of a contract. I think that Jameis Winston wants to be here. He's put roots down. He's gotten accustomed to Cleveland very quickly, and I think him and his family like it. I think it's a very, very similar situation to Joe Flacco. This difference now is, will the Browns be in a position to give Jameis Winston the contract that he plays himself into should he continue to be explosive? But I think that it would be, for me personally, seeing what he's been able to do, the way that he handles things in the locker room, kind of the energy he brings, and really he brings levity to a situation that felt really heavy for a really long time. I feel like there was apathy from fans. It wasn't fun for a long time, and Jameis Winston changes that. Even in a game that they lose, even in a game where Jameis Winston throws two pick sixes, somehow it still feels okay. It still felt like the entire game they weren't out of it because they continued to keep themselves in it. And so I think that is something you can't overlook and the Browns shouldn't overlook. And if they can be in a position to bring him back, barring other options, you know, that might present themselves later, I think that Jameis Winston is a great option for the Cleveland Browns as that kind of bridge guy as they figure out their situation, the future of their quarterback amid, you know, what has seemed to be a failing of Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston can maybe bring some good energy, good vibes, and good football to a team that needs it as they figure their future out.
Talking with Cameron Justice, a few more minutes with her here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, you mentioned the buzz name there of Deshaun Watson, and we know we got the story today that the NFL did not find any evidence of a violation of the personal conduct policy for this latest lawsuit that obviously popped up earlier in the season. We know that it was settled by him and the accuser. And then the NFL, I'm assuming, wasn't able to really get much more information beyond that to sort of issue any sort of punishment here, which means the Browns can't pull that, you know, golden parachute out and get out from this contract. There's obviously been a lot said to this point about whether or not he'll, like, what his situation with the Browns looks like next year. Will he play for the Browns next year at all? Will it kind of be like his last year in Houston? How do you envision that playing out in terms of like his future with the Browns? Like, will he actually, do you think he'll play football for this team again? But even beyond that, like, do you think he'll ever play football again?
It's hard to think that he would. It's hard to envision him playing football in Cleveland specifically. No, I think that there has been enough of a sample size to see what works and what doesn't, and he has not worked on a consistent basis. There's been obviously moments, we've talked about these moments for 3 years, these glimmers of, you know, the quarterback that can make a big throw, make a big play, have a good game, but he's never been able to put it together consistently, especially when you have 3 years of incomplete seasons. 6 games in the first season, missing all those games because of the suspension, 6 games in the second season because of shoulder injury, and then 7 games this season with that Achilles. You haven't had any chance to have a full season, but even in those, that sample size I think is enough, right, to see that it's not working, especially when you got, you know, Joe Flacco comes in here, he saves the season, takes you to the playoffs. Jameis Winston comes in and figures things out, gets things going again, puts up, you know, they didn't have 200 yards, in 7 games for Deshaun Watson, and Jameis comes in here and he's throwing for 200, 300, 400. That's a problem for Deshaun Watson. That's a problem for the case for Deshaun Watson being quarterback for the Cleveland Browns ever again. That said, then, if he doesn't play football for the Cleveland Browns, I can't imagine a team that picks up the baggage on the field and off the field of Deshaun Watson, because you know what comes with him now. All of these lawsuits continue to, even after the trade, even after the initial lawsuits, they continue to follow him. This is a second investigation by the NFL into him. And so is it worth the risk for another team to bring him on and then maybe deal with that again, to deal with, you saw how the fan base reacted on a large scale to having Deshaun Watson brought into Cleveland. It was very polarizing for the fan base. And so I think other teams have to see that, have to know what that's like. And it's hard to imagine another team taking that shot. Now, anything can happen in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
But it just, from a 1,000-foot view and looking into the future, it doesn't feel like realistic to me, knowing everything that we have seen so far. So remains to be seen. And maybe the Browns find themselves, you know, in a position where they feel like they have to put him out there. I just don't see, I think you know what you've got in him, and you've got to realize that. And eventually you got to rip the Band-Aid off, and it's been 3 seasons. I think that time has come.
I'll throw a quick one at you here to get out of here, Cameron. Quarterback, obviously a priority for this team among some other positions. But sitting here today on December 6th, 5 games to go in the season, if you're Andrew Berry, what is your number one thing on your priority list in terms of what you're addressing via the NFL draft with that first-round pick?
It's a hard question because it depends on how you value the talent in this draft and how you value the talent in the upcoming drafts. This is your first-round pick in several years. It's like you have to hit, right? And so Do you trust, you know, the quarterback class this season? Are you waiting? I think there's a lot of areas in which the Browns could really use some help, and it's not just quarterback. Obviously, that's the big glaring one, but if you've got things figured out with Jameis Winston or another quarterback, perhaps you can move past that and address other areas of the line. The offensive line is, you know, obviously a clear area. Yeah. We saw it dwindled this season. There's so many different positions I think that they can address, and they should go with the best available, not the position of need. This is more than ever, I think, important for them to go after whoever the best player they deem to be in whatever position he might fall into. It can't just be, we got to get a quarterback. Let's just get this quarterback. It's got to be the right fit and the right move, because if it's Andrew Berry drafting, you got to hit on this one. This is, you know, more, maybe the most important pick that he could make in his tenure with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And certainly going to be a lot of pressure to nail it, and a lot of jobs on the line potentially this time next year, assuming everybody's back, if they don't get these things right. So it's a big decision, and we appreciate your perspective on it as well. Cameron Justice obviously covers the Browns, but all things Cleveland sports, all the teams in town here for News Channel 5, WEWS. Cameron, you can follow her on X, by the way, at Cammy Justice. Cameron, always appreciate your time, and I will see you in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
See you out in Pittsburgh. Drive safe out there.
You too. I know this is new territory for you, so I'm glad they're letting you cross state borders.
This is second time. Hopefully it's not the same outcome as last season, because that was rough.
Thanks, Cameron. Have a good night.
You too.
Good stuff from Cameron Justice, News Channel 5. We will reflect on what she had to say specifically about Deshaun Watson. Will he ever play a game again for the Cleveland Browns or in the NFL?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.